Christ the King. That sounds a little unusual in our culture, doesn't it? Anyone take in American history these days? Yeah? There was a conflict in the beginning against a king that started our whole country. Against tyranny and against oppression that we as Americans have a particular allergy towards royalty. That's just not a part of our Constitution, which itself is a document that says we will not have bloodline that controls our actions, but the people will do so. It's a feast that perhaps sounds kind of strange to us, because ours is a nation that has never celebrated royalty. Oh, we have little bits of fascination with a royal wedding from time to time. But none of us want those monarchs ruling over us. Right? Don't tread on me. Wasn't that the cry? So how are we to make sense of this? Christ the King. When we don't do kings. The feast itself is a relatively recent addition to the liturgical calendar. 1925, in fact, the same year that Thérèse was canonized a saint, the same pope put the feast of Christ the King on the calendar so that all people, all members of the Church of Christ, at least annually, would have the opportunity to consider the sovereignty and the majesty of Jesus Christ. Well, why was it done? What was going on in 1925? This time, not in the United States, but in the world. It was a terribly fearful time with the rise of totalitarian regimes. There was fascism in Italy. There was godless communism in Russia. And there were the beginning storm clouds of National Socialism, which would be popularly referred to as Nazi, in Germany. And the Pope and the Church were terribly concerned, mostly over Catholic Christians in those nations whose religious freedoms were beginning to be lost, and sought to counter that by creating a feast of a truth of who Jesus is, that he's not one ruler among others, but the supreme ruler of all peoples, so that at least annually we would have the opportunity to pause and to ponder the voices that are controlling us. And are they godly or are they ungodly? The feast of Christ the King. Now, before we just put this feast into a file and set it away and save it because it doesn't apply to us, it gives us a chance to honestly consider the voices of influence in our lives. Who are the voices that really are moving us to do certain things and to say certain things? Are those voices of God or are they not of God? There only is one supreme voice. And God reveals himself to us in the person of Jesus and in the trustworthiness of his church and the trustworthiness of the truth of his church that is proclaimed. My brothers and sisters, we don't have to be subjected to any kind of mortal tyranny any longer, whatever that may be, whatever those voices are that are leading us to do things that we know are not giving glory and honor to God, that are not bringing about the best version of ourselves. we can dismiss those and hear the voice of Christ himself, the King of the universe, and respond to him obediently and cheerfully. Let's stand and profess our gift of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.